This is HPR episode 2123 entitled, How I Make Coffee, and is part of the series, Coffee. It is hosted by Alpha 32, and is about 6 minutes long. The summary is, a show about how I use my coffee gator.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is Alpha 32 coming to you again from St. Louis. I want to talk to you today about how I make coffee. We're going to keep this show going, this series going on coffee. I am hyper-caffeinated. It is going to be a good day. Let's get going. So in the mornings, I wake up, roll out of bed, start the kettle. That is my gooseneck kettle, a little 1 liter. It's from a company called Coffee Gator. It's got the long curving neck on it, so you can get a really fine pour. This one is really nice because it also has a thermometer, so I can get the water at just the right temperature for brewing. Other essential parts, I've got my Burr grinder. It's this big old electric deal. It's got a hopper on top that will hold about 12 ounces of beans, so that's good. It's pretty nice. It'll hold a whole bag of beans. The bottom will hold, I don't know how much. I've never filled it up. I wouldn't need to. I usually grind what it says is about 10 to 12 cups worth of ground coffee, but I find it lasts me probably 2 or 3 days of doing my pour overs. So for what I do in the mornings, I use a medium coarse grind, about the same as I would use for my AeroPress. Finer than you'd do for French press, but coarser than you'd do for a regular drip coffee, or certainly coarser than you'd use for espresso. So just there to the coarse side of medium is perfect, I find. Get my water about 200 degrees Fahrenheit. That is, I don't know, what, 98, 95 something Celsius. Somewhere around there, just shy of boiling, is apparently optimal for coffee. So I do my pour-overs in this device called a Coffee Gator. It's kind of akin to a Chemex. You know, it's got the cone on top that you put the filter in. It's got the big bulb at the bottom that the coffee collects in. And around the middle, it's got a grip so that you don't burn yourself when you're pouring it. The one on my device, the collar is silicone, which means it's a bit more durable and machine washable. On the Chemex is the wood. So that means you probably shouldn't put it in the dishwasher, which I'm not generally okay with. I like things that are machine washable. So I get my medium coarse grind, get my water up to about 200 degrees Fahrenheit. I use one scoop. That's actually the scoop out of my AeroPress kit that I use. I just do one of those scoops into the conical filter that goes with the gator. The filter for the gator is reusable. It's one of those metal mesh kind. It's really, really fine mesh, finer than you'd have in a French press, which means that it keeps out more of that sediment that you get at the bottom of your cup when you use a French press. I really don't like that sediment. It's kind of unpleasant. It doesn't taste very good. It's just kind of gross. But with this coffee gator, you got a little bit of sediment in the bottom of the cup, but you can just swirl it around. That's not bad. It's a very small quantity of it. So that scoop that I use is, I'd guess, maybe an ounce, ounce and a half. I don't know how many milliliters it would be. Maybe 20 or 30 milliliters. It's not real big. So just one of those in the conical filter. Then you get your swan neck kettle, gooseneck kettle, whatever you want to call it. Get a pretty fine pour going. Just moisten the grounds. Get them good and soaked. Let it sit for a second. Let them soak up some of that water. And then you can get going, get your pour going again. You want to try and get the thinnest stream you can. And just, I move in a counterclockwise direction. Just trying to evenly distribute that water. And the coffee will drip through and collect in that big bulb at the bottom. So once I've got that bulb mostly full, I will stop pouring and just let the coffee drain through the grounds. And then you got a pretty good quantity of coffee. Take your filter off, pour it in your mug, put whatever you want in there, milk, sugar, whiskey. Depends on what kind of day it is, I guess. I generally take it black, but that's neither here nor there. So you got your morning coffee. That's a pretty good quantity of it, and that's how I wake up. So there you go. All right. That is how to make coffee in a coffee gator, also known as Alpha 32's Perfect Morning. So that's it. Y'all have a good day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.